In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. As I mentioned yesterday, the chants for today's Mass, that is the introit, the gradual, the offertory, and the communion, are the same as those of yesterday. Historically, we could posit a first explanation for this. It is that these days leading up to the first Sunday of Lent were added on. They were added on later on in the history of the liturgy. Lent is very ancient. However, over time, the Church, wishing to increase her discipline during this time so that there would be precisely 40 days of fasting, since the Church never fasts on Sundays, added on these days so that it would make a full 40 days of fasting, which would not have been the case if fasting had only begun on Monday after the first Sunday of Lent. We see then differences in the liturgy from this time. It is only this evening at First Vespers of Sunday that we begin truly to sing the hymns and other antiphons that belong to Lent. Up until this time, we have still been in the season of Septuagesima. Ash Wednesday, then, and the days that follow were added on later. So that might seem to explain it simply, that the Church took other chants which are found at other times of the liturgical year and added them on, or when there were chants here for these days, she simply repeated them. That would certainly not be a satisfactory explanation, though, for these 4 days are very intimately linked together. It is not without very strong reason that the Church has the same chants today that she did yesterday. As I mentioned yesterday, they are linked together because the Church wishes to meditate upon these particular psalms, Psalms 26 through 29, and link them to the life of King David and to his successor, his descendant Hezekiah, as precursors, as ancestors of our Lord who prefigure the sufferings, the persecution of Christ in their very lives. Today I will speak more about Psalm 29. After just saying a word about the verse which we have for the communion today. The communion verse, as you can well understand, is simply the name given to the chant that is sung while the priest and then the faithful, if they are present, are receiving Holy Communion. And the communion verse which we have today is, "Serve ye the Lord with fear and rejoice unto him with trembling. Embrace discipline, lest you perish from the just way." This is the second psalm, and we are accustomed to hearing it very much as a part of the Christmas season, for it speaks of the birth of our Savior. "The Lord said to me, Thou art my Son, this day have I begotten thee." It will also be used during Tenebrae to speak of the Passion. "The princes of the people have gathered together and conspired against the Lord and against his Christ." Today, however, it is used as the communion verse to remind us of the discipline which we to embrace now, that Christ is our only and true King, and therefore we must serve the Lord with fear and rejoice unto him with trembling. We must embrace discipline now. Embrace discipline lest we perish from the just way. This discipline has been outlined for us in these past days. On Ash Wednesday and then the Thursday and Friday following, we are reminded of the discipline that we are to practice during Lent. That of fasting, mentioned on Ash Wednesday, then prayer on Thursday, and then yesterday, the importance of almsgiving. Today then, on Saturday, it is especially for this day that the introit of the Mass is applicable. The introit of any Mass is simply introit. Introitum means entrance, and it refers to the chant that was in former times sung as the ministers would be entering the sanctuary. The way the liturgy is celebrated for many centuries now yes, it does apply to that moment, but also while the priest is at the foot of the altar, saying the prayers before he ascends the altar, and that is when the introit is sung. The meaning, however, is the same. It is the antiphon for the entrance into the church or into the sanctuary. And the introit of today's Mass is, "The Lord heard and had mercy on me. The Lord became my helper." This refers especially to the Gospel. You can see the immediate tie to it, for today's Gospel is of our Lord walking on the waters and coming to calm the winds, saying to his disciples out on the water, "Take courage, it is I. Do not be afraid." We have already heard this from the prophet, who has told us that you shall call and I shall hear, shall cry out, and I shall say, "Lo, here I am." After having been told the discipline we must embrace during these days, on this Saturday before the first Sunday of Lent, and before this great and ancient spiritual combat begins in earnest, the Church wishes to remind us of the rest that we are to obtain, the calm that we are to have in this practice of discipline. The theme very much for this Saturday is the ancient Sabbath of the Old Testament, the day of rest, the day on which the Lord rested from his work, and the day on which the Hebrew people were to rest from their works. The discipline that we embrace during Lent should lead to a peace and to a calm in our soul. And as we begin to take up the arms of spiritual combat, we must remember that our Lord is with us, that he is making this pilgrimage with us. Just as his ancestors did, all those who were forerunners of Christ underwent this spiritual combat themselves. But whereas the illustrious ancestors of our Lord, whom we hear so much of in the Psalms, underwent this spiritual combat as a just reparation for their own sins, Christ is undergoing this spiritual combat with us because he is suffering for our sins. He nevertheless is our model, our high priest, the author and finisher of this spiritual combat. It is his voice whom we hear today in the Mass, and as we cry out, it is he who says to us, "Take courage now, as you begin this combat from which you must not relent these whole 40 days. You must take courage because I am with you. Be not afraid."